The agricultural transformation in Cuba is striking. In a land only recently dependent on imported chemicals, much of the farmland is now cultivated without chemical fertilizer or chemical pest controls. In a land where people were once starving, a vast system of urban gardens are producing more than half of the fruits and vegetables consumed in Cuba, completely without the use of chemicals. So, while certain foods, like meat and milk, are in short supply, the United Nations reports that most Cubans are now consuming enough calories for a healthy life. There's a pride in proving alternative agricultural methods can feed a country's people. Fernando Funes made that point in the busy lunchroom at the agricultural research facility he runs near Havana.
In the whole world, we are a handful of people trying to go ahead with this struggle. And we have to go ahead to show that we are producing more healthy products, that is healthy for nature. I don't know what will happen in the future, but I guess, I mean, in my opinion, we are not going to come back, because we have been proving very well that this paradigm is going to substitute the other one.
Funes is out to spread the message that even the most chemical fertilizer and pesticide-dependent farming can be transformed. And folks like the University of Minnesota's Bill Wilkie are listening. Wilkie was recently in Cuba studying its agricultural innovation.
Their solution is, what do we have to fix the problem? Just trying to make use of their natural resources and human resources to make this work.
It's not that they don't use any fertilizer or pest controls. They do. It's just that they involve far less chemicals. For instance, Cuba's approach to fertilizer involves the production of worm humus in so-called vermiculture facilities, where staff regularly invite curious American farmers to visit.
Used commonly, just manure, but...
And also the kitchen residues, okay, or many other organic matter. They eat, you remember, they eat double of their size.
This Cuban farmer explains how they feed manure or garbage to the worms, which then transform it into a richer, more potent fertilizer. That fertilizer has been used to dramatically improve yields for some crops in Cuba. Throughout rural Cuba, there are more than 200 centers for the production of natural pest controls, including bacteria that devour insect larvae. That's an inexpensive and largely effective alternative to chemical pesticides. Alternatives such as these are well known in the United States, but because of the ready availability of chemicals, and because alternatives do not work well on some big cash crops, they're little used in the U.S. right now. Still, developing alternatives makes good sense to the University of Minnesota's Bill Wilkie.
I don't know we necessarily need to advocate abandoning technology, but I think we need to think about what some of our options are. And so I think we need to think about the scale of our agriculture, the kinds of technology that we use.
Some economists say it's foolish for countries like the U.S. to imitate Cuba. They say, why go back to what some call medieval farming methods? Why use valuable urban land to grow food? But Minor Sinclair disagrees. Sinclair lived in Havana in the 1990s, representing Oxfam America, a charity working on food policy. Sinclair says Cuba may be sitting on a gold mine with the increasing demand for organic food.
Will Cuba's agriculture be able to be a lighthouse for other developing countries in the region, and in some ways even for farmers and urban producers here in the United States? I hope so.
Maybe someday, but most experts do not expect to see a system of organic farming and urban gardens widely embraced in the U.S. anytime soon, at least not without a food crisis of Cuban proportions. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mary Stuckey.